Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
And this morning was the start of it all, Jess, I guess, for people completing Year 12 ECE exams. The English exam, the one that gets everyone underway, took place just after 9, I think, this morning.
Yeah, very exciting. I was actually chatting to one of the ladies at work. Her daughter is doing Year 12, and I was like, oh my God, my English exam, I think I took in like 12 pens because I was just in case one of them fails.
And what we're doing is exam cram. The day before the exam on the radio show, we will do our best to help you prepare if you are stressing, because you might know someone studying for this exam.
Also, just kind of fun to check in and see, you know, which subjects you took at high school that you could still do.
Will from the newsroom is going to come in every single day. And Will, normally you come in
depending on how today goes. No,
because normally you come in and normally you're the one testing us. But I thought it would be fun for the roles to be reversed. So you'll be the student every single day. Then Jess and I will take turns being, the examiner.
Yeah. So you missed the English exam cram yesterday. But today, Tim is taking us through Japanese first language.
Either of you study Japanese at any point during high school?
No, but I went to Japan a year ago. So
I dominated English.
Okay.
Arigato gozaimasu. I am ready to go.
Okay.
Know nothing about Japan.
All right. Well,
this should go well.
Let's get into it. I'll be your examiner today. All right. Phones off.
We can work
Heads
as a
up,
team.
Thumbs down.
Yeah. Oh, we can.
Yeah.
But if you're if you don't agree on an answer, we'd
Fair
love
enough.
A bit of
Fair
fighting.
Fight.
Okay.
Like that's that's important.
In-house
to me.
Fighting.
I'm here for a bit of beef.
Yep. Okay. What is the name of the famous Japanese festival where people celebrate cherry blossoms? Is it A, Hanami, B, Matsuri, or C, Obon?
I'm vibing Hanari.
Was that a, that was not one of the options.
Nope.
Hanami.
Hanami.
Which one was that?
I reckon that's A. I'm going to lock
I
in
like
A.
I like the sound of A. The other is just,
excellent.
Yeah, that is the festival. Again, just listen closely. Which ancient form of Japanese theatre features elaborate costumes and makeup, often telling stories of historical events? Is it A, sumo wrestling? B, kabuki? Or C, banraku?
Do you know this, Will?
I think it's B.
Yeah, it is, I reckon.
You think it's kabuki?
I think I studied
Not
kabuki theatre in my drama classes. So, yeah, I'm going to lock in B.
Yeah, it depends. Depends how you see art, if you think sumo wrestling.
I see it as an art. Yeah. That's why I put it in there as an option.
Yeah.
What does the word ikigai mean?
Ikigai. How do we know that Tim's even said that?
Ikigai.
I've got a book called this.
Oh, all right. Well, I've got some multiple choice. Is it A, a martial art, B, a reason for being, or C, a type of music?
B.
B. A reason for being.
Yeah.
It is a reason.
Oh, my goodness. Will, that's so introspective of you.
Yeah, I'm all about self-help and so on.
You need
it's a book about a Japanese community who is considered the happiest in the world.
Well, that's a bit cute.
Yeah.
I'm going to borrow that
and
from
it's
you.
Also correct. So we are all doing
God,
well.
God, we've done well today.
What does the term sundoku refer to? Is it
Sudoku?
A, sundoku?
Oh.
Listen, please. The act of...
Wait, was A...
A, the act of flowers dropping their leaves in the winter. B, the act of a vow of silence. Or C, the leaving of books unread.
What was the word?
Sundoku.
Sundoku. I have no idea. Do you want to just take a guess?
If
in doubt, always go C.
Well, that's right.
The book one.
See?
It is the act of leaving books unread.
Yes.
Oh.
Which is not very ikigai. if you know what I mean, the reason for being.
That's what I've
Final question
said.
On today's Japanese language exam. What does Shinrin Yoku mean? Is it A, forest bathing, B, a type of meditation, or C, a type of cooking?
You mean forest, like bathing in the forest?
Bathing in the forest.
What's the word again?
Shinrin Yoku. I see what you're doing and I'm not happy with it.
I'm going to go with C again.
You're going to go with C, a type of cooking?
Yeah.
Will?
Yeah, cooking.
All right, well, you both failed
the
exam.
Yeah. We didn't fail the exam.
Yeah, you got to get the last question right. Shinrin Yoku means forest bathing. Of course, it's the coolest sounding one.
See, I heard Shin and I was thinking Shin Ramen, which is my favourite type
really
of ramen.
I think forest bathing was a real thing.
No, it is. Apparently you go out to the forest and you bathe in the leaves and you get out there.
That's how Tim washes himself every day. out in the
big
creek.
Big Japanese influence running through these veins of mine. Never been there, but do appreciate the Shinrin Yoku. So
hey,
congratulations.
Will, that was awesome. Yeah. You did good.
Did really well.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to be tackling economics and literature. So
oh,
study up, boys.
Yeah.
It's time
the
to cram.
Two.
This is Tim and Jess.
And Jess, we are about to introduce a guest into the studio.
Yeah, my favourite kind of guest.
I mean, it's definitely a favourite kind of guest, but for all the wrong reasons. who's in the studio, Jess?
It's my husband, Akshay.
Hello.
also known as the quieter of the couple.
Yes. Now, Akshay, you have no idea why you've come into the radio station this afternoon. Is that right?
None whatsoever.
Okay. He's a bit worried. A bit
He's
nervous.
So nervous. He gets nervous anyway about being on the air. But, you know, I thought I'd just strip him away from his day off today.
Yep. Lucky you. Now, the reason we've got you in here, Akshay, is Jess has something she needs to share with you. But it's not, look, there's going to be a few things that I'm going to ask beforehand. Essentially, I'm forcing her to come to you because I threatened to tell you without giving her any kind of chance to say anything.
It's my secret shame. And I don't know that you are aware of the addiction that I have currently.
Interesting.
Now, have you noticed anything, like so this is something that Jess claims only began maybe a month ago when she was quite unwell, had pneumonia. For about 2 weeks. Have you noticed anything about Jess since she's been sick over the last month?
I can't think of anything new. Okay. I mean, she's ramped up her Pepsi Max consumption.
Which is literally doctor's orders from all I've heard.
Like, she's forgotten about water.
It's medicine.
Have you noticed her being on her phone a little bit more than usual?
More than usual. She's always on her phone. So it's like, what's the relative scale of addiction to addiction? You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I think I'll hand it over to Jess now. And again, if you're listening, I feel like in relationships, this is very common that one person is hiding something from the other.
I don't like hiding things from Akshay. And I think this is the only thing that we do hide from one another because we're pretty open when it comes to our
relationship. But the only reason that this has happened is because I actually caught Jess red-handed doing this because she tried to flip her phone away from me. So, Jess?
I am addicted. I know what you're thinking. It's not to TikTok.
That's already
That's
given.
That's 4 hours a day.
You know that.
I've become addicted to a new app on my phone, and it's called Eat Venture.
Eat what?
It's similar to like a Candy Crush style game.
Have you seen me playing this game?
You play a lot of games. Is it like
I don't
crystals
really.
And it looks like a crossword sort of thing and you got to move it through a maze?
Crystals?
Yeah.
Through a maze?
Yeah.
What game are you talking about?
I don't know. I try to avoid you when you're on your phone. You're in your own little zone.
I thought you hadn't noticed that I was on my phone more recently. But the last couple of days in particular, you've said to me, get off your phone. Well, we started a new TV show and Tim, Akshay is obsessed with this TV
show. That's all right.
So, yeah. It's called Eat Venture. This is what it looks like, and essentially it's like my own little restaurant, and the little guys call me boss. And
is that why you like it?
Yeah, maybe.
Someone finally
maybe.
Calls you boss.
And I basically like I make money and then I run my little restaurant. Have you seen me on this?
No, I haven't.
See, this is why I didn't want to tell him. Look at him. He's getting the ick. He's going to leave me, Tim.
Now, Jess is, I was going to say she's been brave enough to come to you, but she's kind of been forced to. How are you feeling? No, looking at your beautiful wife and going, she's addicted. She could be doing other things on her phone.
The more I leave it open, the more coins I collect, the more I can upgrade my restaurant.
See, I'm getting worried because she comes from a family of Pokies lovers.
So Mum does love a slap.
Sorry, she loves. Do she have to say gamble responsibly.
Yeah.
Just quickly. You win some, you lose.
After
more.
You put a pineapple in. I think it's triggering her addiction genes.
Okay,
and why do you dream of labor, like running a restaurant? How's that fun?
No, because I'm the manager. So. And the owner.
This has been passed down. Like you've had past judgment on your father who's had a Candy Crush addiction before, and now here you are using just like him.
Well, I mean, this is a little bit more interesting than Candy Crush.
Same.
Can you invest personal money into this? Like real human Australian
dollars?
I
haven't invested any of our money into this. Because you have to have patience in the game because the longer you wait, the more coins you collect. So
if you want to run a restaurant, why don't you just cook more in the kitchen?
I do cook in the kitchen.
Careful. I am here to obviously pile on Jess, but let's not be absolutely ridiculous.
No, but if I'm away from the app for too long, then I get notifications being like, where are you, boss? We need you.
So do you feel an obligation to these people?
Well, I mean, I want to invest in my restaurant, obviously.
Are you glad you've got it out in the open? Is there anything like
look at the Jess face of disappointment?
Does she need to stop? Would you prefer her to stop using this new phone game?
Do you support me in my adventures?
I'll get you the help you need.
What's okay. the help I need?
We'll talk about it later.
Akshay, we don't often get you on the show, but it's only for very important things, and this is clearly one of those.
It honestly feels like such a weight lifted off my shoulders to finally reveal that to you, and now I feel like I can play
anyway,
it more.
We're gonna go to the songs because Jess is actually getting some messages. She does have to get back to work.
Where are you, boss?
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, unfortunately, we speak for 3 hours every single day on this show. And so sometimes we say things without even thinking. And I think yesterday was a great example of this, where you started beef without even knowing you've started it.
Now, as someone who, from at least my side of the fence, says some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Everything I say is like really funny, pretty like factual.
Yeah.
Then like I'm struggling to see. And look, we all misspeak. I guess sometimes we say things without, you know, fully knowing the facts behind them.
Oh, no, you definitely directly targeted one person in particular yesterday. Do you remember this?
Jeez. I mean,
It's very close to home.
I'm worried because there is like how many... Did I fire multiple shots? And I'm worried that I don't remember who I fired.
No, I think it was definitely at one person in particular. I'm going to play you some audio.
Okay.
Do you remember saying anything about Cameron Ling yesterday?
Oh, yes. Cameron Ling.
Well, it turns out Loggy from The Breakfast Show, she was listening and she showed Lingy that audio this morning.
So what did I say about him?
Oh, you'll hear it. Okay, this is exactly what happened on The Breakfast Show this morning with Tom Lingy and Loggy.
So Tim and Jess yesterday were having a bit of chat.
I wonder if Lingy ever insured his body in any way.
You'd be really wanting your money back.
What do you...
He's a broken man. He has lost 6 centimetres of height.
Tim.
Oh, here we go.
The last time Tim challenged me to anything related to sport was a little bit of cricket last summer.
Yeah.
I bowled one slow bouncer at him and I've never seen a man absolutely shat himself more than any human being in the world. Yeah. So don't go throwing stones, Tim, all right?
Yeah, I do remember saying that.
Right, okay.
I said his body's been struggling lately. But also, for context, I'm never claiming to be an athlete myself. He was a former professional athlete, premiership winning captain for the Cats.
Yes.
So that's his mark. I wasn't comparing him to me because I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. But I can objectively say that his body is failing him. And has been for some time. Just because you run the Melbourne Marathon once a year to prove to everyone you still got that dog in you.
Why are you doubling down on this? I was giving you the opportunity to apologise to one Cameron Ling.
Do not poke the bear.
Well, do you also remember...
what else did I say?
During that segment, we said that we wanted to get Ashley Maloney on the show. We were like, we'd love to get her on the show this week.
Because we want to ensure her foot and her leg because she's kicking so many goals. We wondered if that was a possibility.
Ling is a little bit pissed that we want to steal their... AFLW player. Have a look.
And by the way, Tim and Jess, won't be getting Aisling on the phone because Aisling is our favourite. Aisling loves the Brekkie show more than the Drive crew. Thank you very much.
Yes.
We founded Aisling Maloney here on K-Rock. So she'll be sticking with us. Thank you very much. No, I haven't insured my body and I'm not going to cop that from Tim.
Went plate to a place I didn't know it was close.
Yeah. Something to be said for having had it and lost it as opposed to never having had it in the first place.
See, I'm on the same page with that, as I mentioned before.
Uh-huh.
But and genuinely, this is not like off air, like behind the scenes, we do never ask for Aisling Maloney.
No.
Because
she's
always on the Brekkie show and I'm like, I can't deal with the divas that get up in the early morning. I'm going to set my alarm at 4 a.m. Oh, no, you can't have our guests. Guys, the Brekkie show is embarrassing themselves at this point.
Oh my
God. Are three, almost all 40-year-olds that sit here pretty much part-time.
Don't drag me into this.
Now, Jess and I have been chatting. and we think the Brekkie Show is showing their age.
Wow.
It's starting to sound more like talkback radio, like Jackie Falgate, Tom Elliott.
I am washing my hands of this, Jim. But I do want to just point out that Lingy did confirm he has never insured his body. And I feel like maybe
he
should have.
Why would he? What natural, smart insurance company would want to invest money into that body?
I can't wait till our next K-Rock team meeting on Thursday when you have to face Cameron Ling eye to eye.
I'm actually not coming in on Thursday. But
this is Tim and Jess.
That is Rosé and Bruno Mars there for Aperture. It is 3:08. Tim and Jess here to drive you home on K-Rock 955. That is one of Will's favourite songs, Jesse. He joins us from the newsroom. Oh, yeah.
Dancing into the studio.
I was just explaining that Aperture is a Korean drinking game, from what I've understood.
You keep saying it like you're French.
But that's just how the word's said, my guy. I really don't want to get into the pronunciation of Korean. Will, so good to have you back in the studio. It's
great to be here.
Been a couple of days.
We've had no one to, you know, just absolutely destroy except one another. So
we're really,
really glad you're
out.
Back in the studio.
I'll be a punching bag for either of you anytime.
I mean, yeah.
Be careful what you wish for.
This is going to get ugly.
Demonstrator sale deals plus a free fuel card at Subaru Geelong. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock.
Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. It feels good. Will from the newsroom is back in the studio to bring us three news stories, as he does every single weekday. He's going to leave out some key elements. Tim, it is our job to fill in those blanks.
Speaking of good tracks, good songs, Whitney Houston's pop ballad, I Want to Dance with Somebody, is in the news.
Oh.
Why?
Just because it's so feel good.
Slaps.
It just slaps real hard.
Almost paying it, but no. You're on the right track.
Is it?
Has it peaked again on the charts?
Yeah.
Back
in the charts. Top of the charts.
A recent study's found it's the most popular song at weddings.
Oh, it did play at my wedding. It did.
So this study by Breeze It has found it appeared 484 times across the 2000 wedding-themed Spotify playlist.
And that's I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yes, excellent. Whitney Houston.
I'll try and get us a snippet before the end of the...
What do you mean, not for you?
No,
Will's so cool. He's got to go against the grain. Oh, that's right. The most popular wedding song?
Oh, no thanks.
Nah. I'd rather get married to Aperture by Rosé and Bruno Mars.
I wouldn't go that far. Maybe Kylie.
Fair enough.
Neil Danaher is in the news today. What's happened?
Oh, I always get worried every time I see Neil Danaher's name in the news.
I mean, I know who Neil Danaher is, but for those who don't, who is
That's
he?
Very inclusive of you,
Thank
Jess.
You.
He's a football legend.
Of course.
He's coach Melbourne.
He for 10 years, has battled MND and has raised lots and lots and lots and lots of money and valuable awareness for the disease.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in the news at the moment.
Have they done an even...
It's for a positive reason.
Thank God. Is it even an even bigger freeze?
No.
I know the big freeze is popular. Or is it a giant
Have they
freeze?
Hit a new milestone with the MND research?
No.
Oh.
He is one of four Victorian nominees for the Australian of the Year Awards.
Hey. Oh, nice.
Now, I thought this was... like every time I see the big freeze at the G, which Neil Danaher has organised for the past 10 years, a footy game on
Can't
the Queen's birthday, King's
years.
Birthday.
Yeah.
I always see people going, oh, you know, Neil Danaher, he has to be Australian of the Year. Surely he deserves one.
Yeah, and
one.
Now finally.
And now he's been nominated. So good luck to him.
Absolutely.
And a game of Tetris in London has made news.
Oh,
what's going
Tetris
on
in London. Now, this is Jess's. Jess, I'm surprised you don't.
Is this like a Tetris competition in London?
Well, there's people playing Tetris.
Yeah. Have they maxed out the major score that you can get in Tetris? Is that.
No. I don't think that's possible. Or is it?
It is. One kid's done it. Only one.
This is like, if Jess is good at anything in life. Playing Tetris.
On the way over on the plane on my honeymoon, I played Tetris for about 3 hours.
High score on the plane.
High score on the plane. Thank you, Tim.
Well done.
Not just her flight, the history of that airline.
I'm just...
Really?
Yeah, 100%. I'm just the best at Tetris.
Wait, actually?
No, no, like...
This is real.
Genuinely.
You know
I'm not like good at anything.
Thank you.
But Tim... Thank you. even Tim knows that Tetris is just my wheelhouse.
Right.
Yeah.
Good work.
Thank you.
Did someone like complete the game? Like, did they finish Tetris?
No. They've set up a giant interactive Tetris game because it's been 40 years. Oh, 40th anniversary of Tetris.
Since it was stolen from Russia. If you've seen the movie.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Well, I'm not going to get into that because I don't know enough about it.
Seriously, if someone wants to take me on for the 40th anniversary, let's do it. I'm down.
I mean, what's your preferred console, my lord?
I do prefer like a Nintendo, like
Nintendo Switch,
like a Super Nintendo. But I'll take a Switch.
Like a Tetris 99.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Will this get you there? Oh, look at Willie hates
that. That took like 4 minutes. I wonder what Tim was doing. He was so distracted.
He had a lot of songs in the system. Do you know how long it takes to load them all? That does nothing for you, Will.
I didn't say it does nothing for me.
I can see his little booty shaking.
It wouldn't be my number one.
Little booty, he does. He does have a tiny tuchus.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.